Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, guys, what's going on? It's your boy, GB. Appreciate you guys for rocking with your boy another week on Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man that you need to be in order to have the life that you desire, man. And so, as always, I love you. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for growing the podcast, screenshotting, sharing, sending me messages, asking questions, man. I love that shit. And I appreciate you guys for just taking the time, man. You know, like, you guys keep me going. You know, the messages that I receive about, you know, oh man, like, you know, Greg, this hit home, and man, I never thought of it that way. Like, man, I never saw my wife that way. I need to, dude, that's the coolest shit, man. So like, dude, if I'm helping you in some way, dude, keep sharing those messages, keep sharing it with other people. As always, man. So what I wanted to kind of hop into today, man, is that, like, fear of loss versus gain, fear of loss versus the fucking gain. Right. And excuse me if I'm, you know, a little bit more, you know, cuss words today. I'm hype. It's just what it is, man. You guys know me by now. But it's this thing that you need to draw upon in order to get yourself unstuck sometimes. Guys, I always tell you, you should look at your life and you should forecast and focus and create and construct the life that you desire. And how is that life going to feel once you get there and all of these different things. But for some people, the shit isn't good enough. That is not good enough. It's not going to make you move, right? Not with enough violence to get yourself out of the situation that you want. And so the other aspect that you have to do, right? What you have to do is, there were times, man, when I was playing football, there were times where I did not want to practice. I didn't want to be out in the heat. It's fucking hot. Your body's sore. You're tired. Right. And then you're having to do these drills like one on one by yourself. But I could always picture, like, if I don't put this work in, I'm going to get beat in the game and then I'm going to lose my position and I'm going to be sitting on the sideline. And then I might want to, like, you can forecast the failure. Right. And what do I mean by forecasting failure? Some of you, like, the desire of what you want in life isn't strong enough. Like, you've never really sat down and really mapped it out, and then you don't really imagine it or get into that emotion. But you can, you have experienced loss before. You have experienced fear of loss before. You have experienced fear of failure before. And so it's important for you to sometimes use that as an energy to move you forward. I'll give you a great example, right? I use this example a lot with other things, but you have Usain Bolt and he's on a track and in front of him is money, power, fame, women, all this other shit. He's going to run extremely fast to get to that goal. But what if you put a lion behind him? How much faster do you think he would run? How much harder do you think he would run? It's the same thing when it comes to your goals and what you desire in life. Most of you will remain stuck the rest of your life because you haven't yet envisioned the fucking crushing blow of not succeeding. And you can envision it, like you can encompass it now. Think of a goal that you want and how would it feel to actually lose? How would it feel to fucking stay stuck? For those of you that are struggling with money, how would it feel to constantly have to tell your kids no, they can't have something? Not because you don't want to give it to them and they've been a badass all day. It's because you can't afford it. Think of that feeling that is going to permeate through your body, right? Think of the feeling of looking at yourself in the mirror every single day and being the fat fuck because you haven't, like, how are you really going to feel with the energy and the confidence that you don't have? Because you can lie to yourself on the outside, but you know how, if it's affecting you, you know, right? How are you going to feel when you look up knowing that you're being less than what you're capable of? How are you going to feel when you don't fix the shit that you're supposed to fix in your marriage and start to learn how to listen and start to learn how to lead? Like, what is going to ultimately fucking happen in a year from now? And then are you okay with that, right? And so the second part of, are you okay with that? Because some of you are. And I think that's why you struggle to move, right? So there's a lot of reasons, but one of them is that, like, you probably don't think the failure part is real. Like, it hasn't been tangible in your mind, right? I'll give you a great example, man. Like, years ago when, you know, we first lost the gym, dude, I was fucking struggling to figure out how to make ends meet. It was hard, right? It was like, there were times I felt like quitting. There were times I was like, dude, this shit isn't going to work. And it was coming to the point, man, you know, and I'm being candid with you guys. It was coming to the point where I was like, dude,
I'm going to lose my house. Right? Like, I'm going to lose everything. It's going to be gone. And I remember I dropped into a very, very deep depression because I, for those that know me in business, I had been successful for a lot of years, right? Making all the money that we need to make, new cars, brand new home, like taking trips. There wasn't anything that I really couldn't do that I wanted to do. And I just remember, like, I would wake up. And some of you may have experienced this before. Like, you wake up in, like, complete stress of, like, how are you going to make ends meet for your family? And the thing that got me fired up and willing to do any and everything that I needed to do was me picturing the day when somebody would give me that on the door and tell me and my family that we have to leave. Now, I don't know if that's how it really fucking happens. I don't know if they knock on your door, if they just put a sign there and say you need to be out, right? But it was I literally sat there and put myself through the mental exercise of, if I don't fucking solve this, I could see the tears in my wife's eyes. I could see the confusion on my kids' faces, like, because they're getting kicked out of their house. They don't know why. We didn't have anywhere to really go. This is all in an imagination. And that fear of that happening is what drove my ass to pick shit up and figure shit out and to make the phone calls that I didn't want to make, to bust my ass to find the sales that I didn't want to sell, like, because it's completely different, right? Like, there's a different motivation of, oh man, I want to hit this goal, versus if I don't do this shit, this happens. If I don't do this, my family loses their home. Is the lion. That's a fucking lion. And I went from the guy who was woe is me and feeling bad and like, oh my God, and this happened to me and, you know, the business got shut down, it wasn't my fault, to, oh my God, I can't figure out a solution, to where I need to fucking find a solution. I don't have a choice. I will dial until my fingers hurt. I will talk to people until I get a sale. I will sit at this fucking computer until I find a solution. And the reason that I was willing to do that is because I did not want that fear to happen. Like, it was real in my head. It was real. That if I have to do this, the tears in my wife's eyes because I failed, the confusion on my kids' faces, the tears when they're told that they have to move out of their room, when they're told that we have to put all their stuff in storage, and like me having to give some bullshit reason and powerful speech, motivational speech of, daddy's going to get it back. And like, no, I don't want to fucking go through that. And so that is what catapulted me into busting my ass and solving it and figuring it out. And for some of you, you might be in that position that you cannot seem to move forward. And I'm telling you, man, that if you can future pace yourself into the failure of what it's actually going to feel like, the disappointment in your family, the disappointment in yourself, the lack of financial resources that you may want, the lack of having a better body, the fucking fear of getting a divorce because you're not fixing your shit. Like, what is going to happen if you decide to stay the same and you do not change your behaviors? Because it is completely different, right? And I'll give you a great example. It's very morbid. It's very, and God forbid any of it happens and everybody's safe and sound, right? But if somebody told you you had to make $10,000 this week. If you had to make $10,000 this week, you're like, oh man, I don't know how I'm gonna make $10,000. And then somebody had a loved one and they had a gun to their head and they said, you need to find a way to make $10,000 this week or else. Do you think you would make $10,000? Yes. What changed? The motivation, the drive, the desire, right? Because you don't care how tired you are at that point. You don't care how frustrated you get. You don't care how many people tell you no. There's no fear of fucking embarrassment at that point, right? There's no fear. It's gone, because the only thing that matters is that your loved one survives. That's it. And then so what that illustrates is that you're capable of another level, but why does it have to come to something as morbid and as violent as that when you have the capability in you? Because the behaviors would obviously change if your loved one was in danger versus you just having to do it on your own. Do you see the parallel that I'm trying to draw? There's a difference between fear of loss and the fear in versus gain. And for some time, and sometimes, guys, you have to pull on the fear of loss. It is a dark energy. It will not serve you all the time. But I promise you, if you find yourself stuck and you're just like, future pace yourself. What happens if I don't change? Like, really put yourself in that situation. If I don't change my actions, if I don't become a better man, if I don't learn to lead better, if I don't learn to be more calm, more stoic, to quit arguing, if I don't learn to step up and do the shit that I'm, how is my life going to realistically look in the next year? And then the next question to that is, are you okay with that? And if the answer is no, then that should drive you to take on every single fucking action that you needed to take. Like, guys, I gave you that very dark example, and God forbid that happens to anybody. Your families are safe, sound, everybody's happy and well, right? If somebody was in danger, your behavior would change. You would have a fear of embarrassment. Oh, I don't look right today, to be able to go up to somebody and approach them and ask them for. You don't give a fuck. Excuse my language. I know I've already said fuck like 8 times, but you know what I mean? It's I'm trying to illustrate that the power of it and how it will change your life. And you don't always need to use it. I'm not telling you guys to use it all the time. But one thing that I do, and then I'll let you guys go, is that I picture myself anytime I'm scared to do something. There's a 95-year-old version of me that is like, he doesn't give a fuck about what anybody thinks. That he doesn't. You know, old people. They don't care, right? But if you're not going to care when you're 95, why do you care now? And I pulled this from a mentor, and I'm loosely translating it. But basically, it's looking at it like, I don't want to look back on my life and say, I wish I would have. I don't want to look back on my life and say, man, if I had just learned to be a better husband, if I had just learned to step up, if I had just learned to, like, looking back, if I had just trained a little bit harder, I could have been. I don't ever want to fucking do that, but I can picture it. It's vivid in my mind, man. It's vivid, dude. So like, some of you may ask me, it's like, Greg, how do you stay consistent with your training? And how do you, dude, it's because I don't want to fucking look back and have regrets. Regret is like a powerful thing in my mind, and I can feel the regret. Like, I know what it feels like by, like, I just don't want to look back and tell my, and not have given everything that I was capable of. Right. Because there's a level. It's just like I told you, your behaviors would change if there was a fear of loss, if there was a fucking lion behind you. So my question to you, and I'll let you go, is what is your fucking lion? Love you guys. Hope everybody has an awesome ass week. Crush your goals. Until next time. Peace.